What's the Point podcast. I'm your girl T.
And I'm your girl Dev. And welcome back to another episode.
We're finally back.
Yes, I know you guys have been like, where the hell have y'all been? And where the hell did y'all go? Well, don't shoot us. Please don't be mad at us.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Lifing in positive ways.
Yeah.
Negative ways. You know, life just does its thing. And we were gone for a minute.
Yeah. I think if you guys learned anything from our previous episodes, it's that life be lifing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to take a minute. Sometimes you got to put a pause on it.
Yep.
And I think that's exactly what we had to do. The last time y'all seen us was June of last year, 2024,
yeah.
And it is currently May 2025.
Which is crazy, but I think that happens, like, you take a hiatus.
Yeah.
It's totally normal to do that. Like, I don't know why we don't normalize when people just kind of drop off for a minute. It's totally cool to check in. We appreciate our supporters because we have had people who either rewatched the episodes or was picking up, you know, where they left off. So yeah. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. We definitely appreciate all our friends, family, supporters who were like, where y'all at? Why y'all ain't been on the mics? When y'all coming back? What y'all doing? When y'all gonna get back to it? Listen, we appreciate it.
Right.
Because somebody had to look for us.
Right. And someone had to hold us accountable.
Somebody had to hold us accountable.
Because I definitely wanted to return back to the mic, and we had been talking about it.
For sure.
It, but things just kept happening to where, you know, it wasn't our time yet.
For sure. So, well, where have we been?
You know, it's been.
It's been. Well, I'll say this. Me personally, I always tend to get a new job around like August and September. I don't know what that is about me, but like the past few jobs that I've gotten, it's been around August and September. So that's kind of where we left off, yeah. In the summertime. We originally said we were taking a little summer break,
mm-hmm.
Just to, you know, get our mind right. We wanted to enjoy the summer.
Right.
We wanted to be outside. Yeah, we wanted to be outside. We're not going to sugarcoat it. And then I think that turned into looking for new jobs.
Looking for new jobs or getting the new jobs.
Getting the new jobs.
I did get the new job over the summer.
Yeah.
Just kind of paused summer fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, so did that. And then we're both two job shawties. So,
unfortunately.
You know, yeah. I mean, I feel like...
But blessingly.
Right. I feel like I'm grateful.
Yeah.
And it's not like the two jobs where, you know, where I'm working all day, all night.
Right.
Nothing like that.
Right. I'm still exhausted, but, right. Like, I'm not on my hands and knees.
Right.
Like, on the wits.
I sometimes feel like about 12 hours. I'm not even gonna lie. But yeah. I put in my hours. I put in my time. But I'm still able to enjoy life. And that's kind of where we left off at. Like,
yeah.
I was starting my new job beginning of July,
mm-hmm.
And getting adjusted with that. And, yeah, that just kind of took over.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Like, I started mine in the mid-August time. And from then on, I was really preoccupied with that. Mm-hmm. Like, it was no time or no space for me to have my eyes on anything else, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the podcast kind of took a backseat because a lot of work goes into podcasting. I don't think people really understand, like, how much time and effort and, like, extra time behind the scenes goes into, like, putting out podcast episodes. So sometimes I just didn't have the energy or the capacity
Mm-mm.
to think about making no content and putting it out,
Mm-mm.
unfortunately. But
because living in this very capitalized
world.
I won't even get into that yet.
Yeah.
But living in this very capitalized world, it's like you work your 5 days and you're off for 2 days.
Yeah.
And for me, what I started noticing is I'm working Monday through Friday and Saturday, Sunday, I'm just recovering at this point. Like, Saturday is a blur. If I have to do something to socialize, then I'm not recovering for the weekend. I'm just going right back to work.
Yeah.
So, and then the house stuff, you know, I just, it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah, no, I agree with you on the weekends. What I've lately been trying to do is I've been trying to do all my chores on Friday. So then I have Saturday to just chill, because then Sunday is like church and like you're dreading Monday. Mm-hmm. And then your time is up. Yep. And it's like, where did the time go? And I just don't like living like that. I don't like living for the weekend, you know, where you're just like, I can't wait till the weekend. I don't like living like that.
Yeah, I feel like I break up my house chores during the week. Mm-hmm. And I kind of tend to do it beginning of the week or midweek.
Yeah.
So that helps me out a little bit. But during that time, getting used to working and then getting used to the new position, I was like, yeah.
Pod, I'll see you later.
Right. I'll see you when I see you. And then I see you when I see you turns into fall. Because I used to like reference to seasons. And family stuff started happening.
Yeah.
And that was just a whole thing where it wasn't anything terrible, by the way. Well, kind of. But not to that detriment. Like, it wasn't something detrimental. Nobody passed, thankfully. But the point for me was, like, it just shifted a lot of perspectives for me. Mm-hmm. And I just had to think about a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And getting life together. And I was like, okay, yeah. Now we went from work, and then, all right, let me re-envision what work even means, because I don't want to just work and then have to, everything has to just, I've put every plate down just to go get to family. And so I feel like I'm supposed to do. Family comes first.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, because then after that, then it was the holidays.
Yeah.
And then it's like definitely family time, really core family time of celebrating Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas, New Year's. It was just a lot going on, guys. Yeah. And honestly speaking, there was no time for us to even put in our schedules of, friend, you coming over to record? We gonna record? No. Don't even worry about it. We wasn't even talking about that. We was talking about everything else except the pod, because literally everything else had our attention.
Everything. Mm-hmm. I think if anything, it made us more intentional. Like during that time, we never stopped seeing each other, being around each other.
Oh, for sure.
Even just talking about everything. But we were just like, okay, we need our time where we have our recap Fridays. We still started to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, I just need my time to recap. Yeah, it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on for you, me. And that was the primary focus then, was community and just...
And self. And rest. And managing life. Speaking of, our last episode was about managing life. So how coincidental that then we went ghost. Because we had to manage life. Right. Life was managing us. And we had to take a hold on. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Let me try to reverse this and actually try to manage my life. So I think that's funny.
Yeah. Very funny. Because I didn't even put...
We were just trying to manage our little lives, and our time originally was just supposed to be like a month or two, maybe three for the summertime, but then that turned into like a whole year.
A lot has happened.
I think that we're totally different from the pod previously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're totally different people now. We've grown. We've learned some things. Mm-hmm. Like, we've grown a year older. Like,
a year older, which equals like a year wiser. Because why did anyone tell me late 20s is so... It's really, I hate to say it like that. It's really lit. Like, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, like, I kind of like the late 20s. Even though I feel like the late 20s is coming with a lot of, like, real adult stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, people are passing, people are, you know, we're taking care of our parents, we're doing all of these like actual adult things, but then you're still like, you're an adult, like, I'm grown now, I can do what I want to do.
Right.
You know, I got a little money in my pocket, just like a little bit though, but like, I can do I got enough. I can do the things that I want to do as an adult woman, you know, like, I feel like compared to maybe like 25, 26, I do feel a little more like, I don't know, I walk different.
Yeah, 26 was so awkward for me.
Yeah.
It was awful. I really didn't like 26.
Me neither. I think 26 so far was probably between that. 23 wasn't that great either. And then 26 wasn't that great compared to 25 and 27. Which I thought 27 was going to be, but it's actually been cool.
I like it. I'm a newbie to 27-ish.
Yeah.
But I like 27. I feel like it's a lot of stuff that make a lot more sense to me. Mm-hmm. That was making sense.
Mm-hmm.
At 25, I have a lot more clarity.
Yeah.
But at the same time, my self-awareness and being in tune with myself is 10 out of 10.
Yeah. That's the thing. I think I'm more in tune with myself. I think I'm more I'm learning who I am as a woman, mm-hmm. and I'm liking it. I'm like, I like you as a woman. Okay, I think you're learning some things, and you're taking the things that you learned, and you're, putting them into your foundation as a woman.
Absolutely.
So I like that.
I like the 27. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a lot calmer. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what I needed to be in during our time away, but I learned how to rest, even though that sounds very weird to say.
Yeah.
I learned how to rest. I learned how to be still.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still learning how
to
be still, but I learned those things, and I learned that I like to be calm. I love just everything about just calmness and quiet, and I already love peace, but just the quietness and something feeling good about, okay, I'm in a good space. I can think. I can breathe.
That's so needed. That's so needed.
So that was something for me. I was like, the clarity and then just being very calm. Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of stuff that, as if it already didn't ruffle my feathers before, because I was like, girl, you have grown. But now I'm like, girl, you are grown.
Yeah. now you are grown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel too. I feel grown now. I still feel young, of course, but it's certain things are I'm too grown for that.
I have youth on my side.
Yeah, example, definitely.
The trend of what the helly, I'm
too grown for that because I'm not on the what the helly train. I'm sorry. I don't get the hype. And also that Lululemon song. Have you heard that?
No.
That Lululemon. It's catchy, but I'm just it's young.
Yeah.
It gives 21.
Yeah.
It gives 18.
I feel like that's coming with, I don't know, the late 20s is definitely, I'm not doing that. Y'all can do that.
Yeah, I'm not shaming nobody, but I'm not doing that because I just feel like that's out of my age range to be. You know, how you're not supposed to be in the club past 35?
Really?
That's my opinion.
Oh, I thought that was something.
No. I mean, what age do you feel like you got to get out the club? Get out the club.
I ain't never been either, for real.
Right. I feel if you're in the club past 35 and it's not a special occasion, you're too old. Get out the club.
I feel like...
maybe even 34, 33.
I feel like I just don't really want to be there in general.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I can't imagine trying to be in the club at 35. I don't want to be in the club now at 27.
I don't.
I want to go home and get in the bed.
Right. Or give me, like I said, a chill vibe. I need
a lounge. Right.
A lounge. I need a bar.
I need a clear exit.
Right. I need an exit. I just need to come here, get what I'm going to get the vibe that I wanted.
Yeah.
That I'm paying for. That's number
heavy.
One. I'm feeling the pain, so I gotta pay for it. And if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like that's just like you said. I'm grown.
Yeah, I'm grown.
I'm grown. Yeah.
Yeah, and certain things I gotta do. Grown things. Certain stuff is childish. Certain stuff is for the younger 20s. So I'm gonna leave that to y'all. I did that. Been there. Done that. It was cool. Now, it's not so cool.
No, even the logic, like I said, the clarity, it's just some reactions that I see, I don't quite understand it.
Yeah.
I'm like, maturity says,
walk away.
Sit down, walk away, take your time to process it. Just going on the deep end.
Yeah, it's
I don't really understand that.
No emotional maturity at all.
None.
Yeah, you gotta have that in check.
And it comes with getting it in check.
It's it comes with time. It comes with age. Right. And that's why we could speak on it now, because I feel like we're at a place where we're old enough to know what makes sense emotionally.
What makes sense? Does that make sense?
Does that make sense? No.
No, it doesn't.
No.
And I think you need to check that. So yeah. It's like, that's been some things where, you know, like I said, the things that used to make me upset, I'm like, I don't
care.
I don't.
Like, well, you got it. Really, I'm going to let you have it. Like,
I already didn't care, but now I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah. And I just feel like it just continues more as you get older. And I can't wait. I can't wait to not give a fuck. Because I already don't care. So I know as I get older, I'm really just going to be like.
Right. I like that. Because I really started praying for patience. And now I get it.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, the things are going to irritate you.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
What can you do about it?
It's out of my control.
Mm-hmm. Right. You got to focus on the things that are in your control versus the things that are not in your control. Because once you start worrying about the stuff out of your control, now you're going crazy.
Pretty much.
Now you ain't sleeping at night. You're not eating.
It's too much. It's too much to handle.
Yeah.
Don't try to handle it all. Yeah. During that time away, I was like, you know what? Half the stuff that was sending me into a tizzy, it was too much for me to even try to understand. Anyways, I told y'all, I already get overstimulated.
Yeah.
Stuff start too much, too loud noises, smell, just start getting irritated immediately. So if I'm already like that, why would I add more on my plate that shouldn't even be there? Or maybe someone is putting it there, but at the same time, it's like, you decide, it's your choice.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think that's the thing about when you're grown, you can pick and choose the things that you want to entertain. When as a kid, you can't really control too much. You know, you got to go over to so-and-so house and you got to eat this food and do that. If I don't want to do that shit, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. Find somebody else. Get somebody else. I'm not going out to that event. I'm not spending that money for a bad time.
I'm not doing that. I love that you said that, that I'm not entertaining, because that has been something for real. I'm not entertaining the
Most of it is bullshit.
It really is. Like, what you consume.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What you listen to.
BS.
Yes. Who you talking to sometimes.
BS.
Work.
BS. Yeah.
I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Right.
Sure.
Right. I heard you. Trust me. I heard you clear.
But am I actually, like, processing it and taking it in?
Right. Like, I took it in, too, but what am I going to do with that information? I'm going to put it with the rest of the stuff in the back.
I don't even listen.
Right. Like, okay. All right. Right. Like, I heard you. I understood the words that came out your mouth. Yep.
That's crazy. Yep. Anytime. Yep. Wow. Like, when
that's when you know it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, sweetie. Wrap it up, because okay. I'm not listening.
I didn't hear nothing you said for real.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Yeah. But I'm not listening for real.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I think that's what I have learned the most since we've been gone, is like dealing with the stuff that you want to deal with and not dealing with the stuff you don't want to deal with. Yeah. And I think it's been great.
It's been wonderful.
Like, I think I've been very peaceful. Like, I don't think I've been really, like, I haven't been angry. You know, I haven't been super irritated because I'm not dealing with stuff that I don't want to deal with.
That part.
Everything around me, I want to deal with it in some way.
Right. And I think I also realized, too, now that you said that and said I'm at peace, I started realizing, taking time away from everything, a lot of my friends, who I say, like, are my best friends, who I'm close to, are, like, the same way. Like, I hung out with most of my besties. I never stopped, or I would still, you know, reach out. All very chill. Like, I was like, damn, I hang around some really chill people.
Yeah.
Like, we're not even talking.
Yeah.
We're not saying anything. Or maybe we are, Like, it was nothing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, all of the people that I'm around are very peaceful, very calm. They don't even bring anything to my plate.
Yeah.
I have to deal with.
Right. Nothing extra.
To, you know, compartmentalize. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah. It honestly is. It's been great.
It's been great. It's been wonderful. That's why I said obvious.
Right, it's to the side. I don't even know what that is. What is that? What I don't even know. What is mess?
What is that? You really dealing with that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is.
Right, like you really dealing with that in 2025.
You okay. Because it's really kind of boring.
It's really kind of boring. And it's really just, it gets to a point where we just got to say, all right.
Whatever.
So, I ain't got no energy for that.
I ain't got it. But yeah, so we dealt with that holidays. Still new things. So yeah. I started school again. And I'll kind of just leave it there. The people who know what exactly I'm doing. But yeah, I don't want to pronounce my chickens before they hatch.
Yeah.
But it's still something that is a good accomplishment. I think the difference between being in school this time around is I'm actually doing what I said that I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for me.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it wasn't before, but it's like, it's really
for you.
For me.
Yeah.
So that has been a thing because it's like, girl, you got two jobs. And you in school, and you trying to do the social life and all the things.
Right. Like, you got a busy schedule, a busy load.
Busy load, but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is good. That is good. So, yeah, what else have we been up to? Child, really, the main thing, guys, is work. Like she said, we're both two job shorties, okay? She's in school. I'm not in school. For now, we'll see if that turns around anytime soon. Who knows?
Yeah.
But working the two jobs alone be enough, honestly.
Listen,
truly. Okay.
Working the two jobs.
Yeah. That'd be enough. And then trying to still, like, work out, eat dinner mm-hmm. at a certain time, get yourself ready for the next day. Child. Like the day be gone by
the
then.
Social life.
Right. Adding in the social life, seeing your friends weekly.
Right.
Child, by that time, my 80 hours, my 40 hours is gone. And then you got to sleep for 8 hours.
Like I said, maintaining the relationships. And then something starts happening, too, that I'm thinking about, not necessarily caring about, oh, I need to get married or kids. But you start considering those things a little bit.
Yeah.
More. Like, as you're appreciating life, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, because honestly, friend, I think I have changed my mind about having kids. I'm open.
See,
that's all. And I think I could do it myself. No surrogate.
Well, you wouldn't be doing it by yourself. I'll be right there.
Well, yeah. But, you know, like, because, you know, I was scared.
Yeah.
That was my whole thing about trying to push out a whole child. That sounds crazy. That's why I was like, I'm getting a surrogate. But honestly, for the right person, I think I might be in love enough. Yeah.
You won't be by yourself.
Yeah.
I think a huge part of that, too, is like, that's a whole process.
Literally.
Because I'm not a mom, but having a kid, carrying a child, all those things,
mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you start considering it. Like you said, I'm happy you're open for it. But
yeah.
I think you start considering it and kind of getting a grasp of what that means, which is why with the job, mm-hmm. I was kind of like, ooh, okay, I don't necessarily want to be as, you know, I don't want to offend anyone, but the modern day woman of my career.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn about this career.
Mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not to that degree.
Yeah. Like, I don't, I don't want to have to work super, 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 super hard at work and work mm-hmm. super, super, super hard at home. One of these got to give. Either I'm going to work super hard at work and we got a nanny, or I'm going to work super hard at home and my man got all the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of the two.
Hey. And I believe in an equal balance.
Yeah.
Everything. I think it's a good balance. Like, if I can get to a point in my career where y'all understand that I'm family and mm-hmm. I'm a mom first, and that's what my family, you know, occurrence taught me is, like, it's my family.
Mm-hmm.
My career has to understand, hey, family.
First.
And then my career.
Yeah.
Like, it's no, oh, I got to figure out, nothing to figure out when it comes down to family.
Yeah.
Just know that if I gotta go,
I gotta go.
I don't know. And that's why I feel like as a mom, if my baby has a play, or whatever.
Right, then I gotta be at the play. Yeah. I'm a mother.
I'm a mom first.
Yeah.
Forget all of this. And I just need my career to understand that. So yeah. I know my placement, for me personally, I like the balance of two. I don't really think being a stay at home mom, I don't know yet, but I don't really think that I would do well with it.
Yeah. Yes. Honestly, me neither. I would go crazy.
Yeah, like just the kids all day home.
Yeah, no.
Stuff.
Oh, and then the husband come home, he want a plate ready. I ain't got it. I don't have it.
I
don't have it.
I need to have a little something on the side as far as work. Even if I'm just clocking in for my 2 hours or it's my business, I just cannot.
Yeah, maybe I'll have a business.
Yeah, I
don't know.
See, things to consider. That's why we have to take a break.
Yeah.
I still don't know. But I knew for a fact on my break, I said, oh, hell no. The thing to say is, oh, I don't want to work. And I didn't say all that. I just said, I might need the percentage might be a little bit more on that versus my side.
Yeah.
But what I do at home will balance out.
Balance out, yeah.
So I'll just, no. That's the things I'm learning as a woman. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It depends. It depends what the world is looking like, with the economy. Because, being at home all day with the kids, and then he come home, he want his plate ready, the house got to be clean.
That's going to be a hell no for me.
And then, never mind. I just can't do all that.
I don't want to do all that.
I probably could, but I don't want to. I just talked about not doing shit I didn't want to do.
Right, and I don't think that's for me. I really don't. That's why I said I need
to. Let me just clock in a little bit.
A little balance. I didn't say I didn't want to be there for the kids. I just said not all the damn time.
Yeah, they have a grandmother.
Well, see, now we live in a new age.
Where the grandmas don't want to.
Yes, the grandparents, they just.
The grandparents, young and turned.
Right.
They traveling. They outside. They on the boat. They do not want to be with the grandkids. So, you're right. That might not work in my favor.
Because
my mama already outside. Yeah.
So, that way you can get that nanny.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get a nanny.
And the house cleaners. That's
because that's another thing. Who's cleaning this house?
Say what y'all want to say. My house is clean. However, I don't mind paying nobody to clean it.
Especially if it's an actual house. I currently have an apartment, so it ain't nothing to clean my place as is, But if we're talking like a 2-story home, who's doing all that? And the kids' bathrooms and bedrooms, child.
That's why I said we live in a very capitalized. Because technically, you're supposed to be living like kings and queens, and we didn't have anything.
Technically, we shouldn't have to work as hard as we do.
And then work in the house?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not.
My coins gotta say.
Cha-ching.
My coins gotta say that. Maybe my check just might be to pay the cleaning lady.
Right. we gotta put that in. That's a bill. Cleaning lady, that's a bill.
That's a bill,
The nanny, that's a bill. All of that.
So, that has been life. And, it's been more. It'll come up
as the season goes on.
We just want to give y'all a little bit of what's
an
going
update.
On for us
and
while we were gone, and all I can say is if you need to step away, you don't have to explain anything to anybody.
Literally.
Just do what you gotta do.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this episode. We're back and we're better. But don't ever think that you can't just take a break and come back. Because you can. Who's stopping you?
Right. I know they clock in tea now, but who cares?
Right, because what y'all clock in?
Right. I know y'all clock in tea, but
right,
so what?
So what? What's up?
I stopped, and I'm back.
Yeah, and I'm back. So what? So when you're working multiple jobs and you're trying to take care of family and friends and all these things, some things are not priority.
Right.
But I say all that to say we only did it in sake of self-care.
Right.
It was only for the sake of self-care. Because how are we going to get on the mic and our cup is empty? We ain't got nothing in the cup. It's dripping.
It was empty. Well, it wasn't even
It wasn't empty.
Empty.
It was just.
No, I'm not doing that.
It was a quarter full.
Right.
A full.
Right.
Yeah, it was a quarter full. And it was a hot summer day. So the cup was getting taken.
It just gave. Not right now.
It just gave not right now. And it just gave, we had other things that we needed to put our mind to. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's that. But we're back.
We're back.
And
like you said, we're better.
Yes. So make sure that you guys are tuning in. We thank you guys for watching our comeback episode. We hope that you continue to tune in every Wednesday where you get your podcasts. You know, that's Apple Pod, that's Spotify, that's iHeartRadio, that's on YouTube. Make sure y'all follow our Instagram too, where you can find all of this information at @whatsthepoint_pod.
Right. And I think that was pretty much everything. That's pretty much everything. Like, we just want you guys to support. And maybe you can't watch it on Wednesday. Just
watch it whenever. Right. Yeah, just make sure to tune in. Like, comment, subscribe. Like I said, follow our Instagram. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think. What do you want to hear us talk about? Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So we'll see y'all.
Bye.